This is Backyard Villains of the Soda Whiffle Ball Podcast. I'm Matt Camp. It is April the 30th, and the season is 2 weeks away from ending with the Whiffle Ball. And as the standings go right now, the American Aces have a pretty big lead. They're at 6-0, undefeated. And then in second place behind them is the Savage Whiffle Club with a 4-2 record. And third place is the Backyard Heroes at a 3-3 record. Then the Southern Bandits at a 2-4 record, and then finally the Tri-County Bolts with an 0-6 record. The American Aces, Ryan, has been dealing all season. You know, nothing that we didn't really expect, and nope, not much surprise there. He's got his curveball working well for him. He's got a riser that's really giving everybody a lot of trouble. His bat's been going pretty good, so he's been able to stay on top for the most part. He's had a couple of scares here and there, but for the most part, he's put in the work, and it's really showed that that this offseason's work has paid off for him this year. Savage Whiffle Club, Jody Savage, another guy that's just naturally talented to the game of baseball, and that spills over into Whiffle Ball as well. He's got his pitching going really well, and he gets hits when he needs it, and he's dropped two games to Ryan, the American Aces. And if I had to make a prediction today, I'd say those are the last two games that he's going to lose. So he's got a real good chance of finishing the season at 6-6. 6-2, excuse me. Yeah. So with that being said, I have a lot of confidence in that. So the Backyard Heroes, myself, we're at 3-3. No real surprise there. Kind of middle of the pack. Had a good game against the American Aces. Started out, went into the last inning with a 2-run lead, and tried to hold on to it. And once again, my pitching got me in some trouble. So, but I'm happy about the fact that I'm seeing pitches better this year. I'm hitting the ball better, and I'm pretty proud of that. So 3-3, I can live with that. There's a lot of talented guys in this league. So one of the games I lost to was the Southern Bandits, which that's who we're talking about next. Chris Coon, credit where credit's due, has put in the work this offseason. He's done what he needs to as a ball player, as a Whiffle Ball player, and it's really showed. He's progressed so much from the start of the season to now. He's seeing the ball better at the plate. He's actually swinging the bat, which is something he didn't do early on. But his pitching's been the biggest improvement. He's come around in a way that a lot of first-year players don't. He's picked up the game pretty quick, and like I said, he's put in the work. And he's taking his time, and he's done what he needs to become a better pitcher, and it showed. And so credit for him for that. Tri-County Bolts, Randy Geyer, 0-6. But despite his record, there have been some close games, and he's been a tough competitor. It's easy to say that nobody in this league goes into a game knowing that they're going to win. There's nobody that just half-hearts a game because they know that any given day you can lose. And Randy's one of those guys. So with an 0-6 record, I wouldn't be surprised if these last 2 weeks he really turns it on and shows something. And so with him being a newcomer, he's bound to get better as he plays the game. And so next season he'll bounce back, and like I said, he's got 2 weeks to fix it, and you never know. So there's 2 weeks left in the season, and then we're going to go into the postseason. We've got the bracket set up the way we want it. All we're waiting on now is for the season to end and for the places, for everybody's place to show where they're going to seed in the tournament. And so once the season ends, we'll announce that. We'll show the bracket and with everybody seeded, and we'll share that to the Facebook page. The way we're going to do the postseason tournament this year, single elimination, it's going to be over a two-day span. First round's going to be on a Saturday, and the second round is going to be on a Sunday. So we're going to give everybody time to rest. That way we get the best out of each player and try to get a performance that you can really be proud of. So with that being said, the league has worked out really well. And we look up and all of a sudden it's almost over. We got 2 weeks left in the regular season. And that's a good feeling because that means no one's quit, dropped out. The season hasn't shut down because of any kind of weird viruses or just lack of participation. I'll give credit to all the players in the league. We've had rain delays, and we've had weekends where guys are just real busy and just have to take care of things. And no one's given up. No one's walked away. No one's gotten frustrated. No one said, you know, it's just, I can't do it anymore. The guys really rode it out. And that's saying a lot. It speaks a lot to the character of the guys in the league, that they're in this for the long haul. And so I'm super proud of that. And I'm happy to call these guys friends. I'm happy to call this league mine. And so, you know, switching to Bridgetown Field was a change, but it's worked out well. And I think everybody would agree that it wasn't so much of an adjustment that we couldn't make the best of it. And so we're real proud of that. And I'm just happy with the way everything's gone. And I look forward to many more seasons with these guys. And I just hope that we're all in shape enough to do that. We added a sixth member this year. He's not going to play this year because he came in late, about in the middle of the season. But his first season will be in the 2022 season. That's when he'll start. And so it's Steven De Leon. He's going to be El Toro Loco and try to bring a little flavor to the league. And so he's going to come in. He's a guy that's played baseball all of his life. He plays turf softball with us and just loves the sport like we do, loves the game, loves to be around other people that like the game, likes to talk about it. So he's fit right in so far with the league, and he's participated in enough events to where now we feel comfortable enough. We made the announcement of him on Facebook, and we're going to sneak in on this podcast too. So, Steven, welcome aboard. Glad to have you. Look forward to the seasons to come with you, man. So that's about all told for the Wiffle Ball League. Now, moving into church softball. The New Prospect Baptist Church team, which we've shortened the name to just the Prospects, kicked off their 2021 season with a loss. It's a tough loss, and it was a heartbreaker of a loss, but it was a loss nonetheless. So, week one opened up against Goodman Oaks, which talent-wise is about on the same playing field as the Prospects. They've got the same kind of talent that we've got in the same kind of places. They made some hits. We made some hits. They made some errors. We made some errors. And it all came down to we made two more than they did. So the game went back and forth. We grabbed the lead early on, and then they grabbed it back. And tit for tat kind of went back and forth. And so we get into the last inning. It's the bottom of the last inning. They're home team, so they get the bat last. We go in with a two-run lead. All we have to do is get three outs, clinch it, win the game, start 1-0. So we get one out pretty early on and don't, you know, get away without any damage. They get a couple of hits, get a couple of guys on. They ended up with a runner at third. And they had a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Brandon Byers, just as technical as you could be, just an expert effort on how you're supposed to field a ball with a runner at third. So he fields the ball at third, fields the ball at shortstop, checks the runner at third, sees that he's not going, throws across the first with one out, going to be two. And we had Matt Hollywood Brown at first. He's done a remarkable job all year. Showed us enough this offseason that he was talented enough to be our backup first baseman should Jody Savage have to pitch, and Jody ended up having to pitch that night. And we had no problem moving Matt in there, had no question about it, didn't even think twice about it. It was just first thought, Jody's pitching, okay, Hollywood's the first. So Brandon throws a ball across to Hollywood, and it hits him in the glove, and it looks like it's going to be clinched for two outs, and it pops out. And I don't want anybody to misunderstand and think that anybody's irritated or frustrated with Hollywood about it. It's a play that nine and a half times out of 10, he catches that ball. Sometimes it just pops out. It happens. You know, it could happen to the best players, and obviously it did because it happened to Matt, and he is one of our best players. So the ball gets away from him, and they ended up they had scored a run before that, and they ended up tying the ball game up. So we still need two more outs, and they hit a ball to right field. I mean, a rocket to right field. And so at this point in the game, we had switched the defense around and put Hayden Turner, one of our younger players, talented kid, really talented kid. I got no qualms about putting him out there. The kid's got talent for days, he's got power. He can run the ball down, got a great arm, and got a great attitude. So as far as I'm concerned, that's everything you can ask for a player. So he's out there in right field holding the fort down, done a pretty good job so far, hasn't let the ball get behind him, made the plays that he needs to. And so they hit a ball out there to him. Like I said, it was a rocket. Hayden ran a mile to get to that ball. I mean, he really had to run it down. So the fact that he was in position to try to make a play said a lot. He really busted his butt to get out there. And so he runs towards the line, and the ball was from a right-handed batter. And anybody that knows, when you go opposite field, whether it's from the right side or left side, that ball is going to tail away from you. And so from a right-handed batter hitting the ball and it goes to right field, it's going to tail towards that foul line. Well, that's what the ball ended up doing. So Hayden got on his horse and he ran that down. He tracked it down and put his glove on it, but his momentum was just too much for him to overcome. And the ball popped out. Goodman Oaks was able to run around and score two runs. And they had to go ahead and run. Game ended, bottom of the inning. So it was a heartbreaker. It was a real punch in the stomach. But as far as I'm concerned, it was an improvement from last year. And it sounds cliched, but if you're going to lose, I want to lose with those guys. I want to lose with a bunch of guys that I can walk off the field and know that I got everything out of them. Now, there were some guys that had some struggles. I talked about Hollywood and Hayden and their mishaps, but those weren't the only ones. We had some errors across the board. Steven De Leon had a great game defensively. I mean, had a great game. So he really flashed his glove and showed what he can do on defense. So I was real proud of that. Cody Byers, they ran him to death out there in left field, but he showed out and showed why he's out there. Ryan Coon played center, and he locked it down out there. And we got to get the bats going. They were kind of slow to start the game, but they picked up as the game went on. So outside of that, I think we did a pretty good job. It was certainly an improvement from last year, and I'm proud of those guys. And I look forward to our next game. I can't wait to get back on the field with these guys, and I'll go to war with them any day. So this is a great team. It's a great group of guys. They're all very dedicated. So aside from little mishaps here and there, we got a pretty good team. Certainly a more solid defensive team than we did a year ago. We've got players in the right positions now to where they need to be. And at this point, it's just about making our bats work for us. Because honestly, that game shouldn't have come down to the last inning. We shouldn't have had to hold on to a two-run lead in the bottom of the inning. We should have been up 15 runs and been able to give up a few, get some outs, and then get out of the game with a win. And so talking to the team afterwards and since that game, we talked about how that's the approach we want to take. We want to put so many runs on the board that we don't have to worry about clinging to a one or two run lead at the end of the game. We want to be comfortable enough to where we got some wiggle room. Not necessarily be okay with making errors, but if they happen, it's not the end of the world and we're not having to work so hard to try to hold on to that lead. So there's a lot of talent in the league this year. I've talked to some of the other coaches in the league. One team in particular had one game where they won 20-7. And then the next game won in the last bottom of the inning home run from the other team to clinch the game, and they ended up losing. So they started the season with 1-1. So we come back to work Tuesday with Life Fellowship at 7:40. That's a talented team. It's a really good baseball team, and I'm not knocking anybody. So they're a really tough team to play. But we're a tough team too. We just got to get it to come together. And the longer we've practiced during the off season, anybody that knows this team knows that we put in the work. There's no doubt about that. We've worked our tails off. At this point, it's just about getting comfortable enough with each other in a game situation and getting those bats awake and firing and loaded on the same cylinders. That way everybody, like I said, will feel more comfortable, not only defensively, but they'll also feel more comfortable offensively too, to know that the guy behind you's got your back when you get on base. So I'm really proud of those guys, and I'm happy with the way the season started, even though it's with a loss. I know that sounds weird, but I'm looking forward to more games this season. And like I said, there couldn't be a better group of guys to do it with. So we're gonna see what game two starts like. We had one game get rained out, so we're still we're gonna add that on to the end of the season, and we're gonna keep on rolling. We're gonna play Tuesday night, play Life Fellowship. Hopefully come out with a victory. And if not, I hope that we glorify God, and I hope that we fellowship with each other well, and I hope that we stay injury-free. But above all, that's what we want. Secondary, though, we want that win. So, prospects, let's get going. Everybody else, y'all watch out. This is Backyard Villains, a DeSoto Wiffle Ball podcast. I'm Matt Camp. Talk to y'all soon.